Have you made any mistakes lately? Let's talk about what we do next.
Welcome to the podcast with your host, Craig T. Owens. Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at craigtowens.com.
I remember when I was a teenager, I had just gotten my driver's license and I had just repaired a car so that I could use my driver's license and get myself around town. Now, one of the things that I didn't learn yet about cars is some of the preventative maintenance that you need to do on an ongoing basis. And as a result, I had a problem with my car that ended up costing me quite a bit of money. Shortly after that, I was pulling into my parents' driveway and the automatic garage door was going up. And I pulled in a little too quickly and had to jam on the brakes at the last moment just before my windshield hit the garage door that was going up. Fortunately, I stopped in time. But my grandfather was there and he saw what happened and he said, "Haven't you learned from your previous experience with your car? Didn't it cost you enough money already that you're still making some mistakes here?" It turns out that a lot of our mistakes end up costing us something, don't they? I mean, that mistake with my car cost me some money. But maybe you make a mistake with a person and it costs you a relationship, or you forget to do something and you miss out on an opportunity. There's a lot of things that will cost us, but here's what I want to talk about is what happens next. Yes, we've dropped the ball. We made a mistake somewhere. But I think that what keeps us from learning and moving ahead and repairing from that damage and really benefiting from the mistake that we made is what takes place right after that mistake. Now, I know for me, one of the things that I find myself saying sometimes when I look back on a mistake and I realize what it's cost me, sometimes I'll say something like this: "Well, if I would have known back then what I know now, I wouldn't have, or I would have." Well, the simple fact of the matter is, I didn't know back then what I know now. In fact, I might not even know now what I know had I not made that mistake back then when I didn't know. And I think one of the first things that we have to address is the conversation that we have with ourselves. We tend to take the knowledge that we have now and somehow stick it with ourselves back then when we made the mistake and hold ourselves accountable or hold ourselves to a higher standard than we should have had. What we need to do is be able to have that conversation with ourselves to say just those words, "You know, I didn't know that back then, but I know it now, and I'm going to be better for it. I'm not going to make that same mistake again." One of the other things that I think that we can do going forward from here is to take the focus off of ourselves. Instead of saying, "Look what it cost me, look how I messed up, look at what I've missed out on," let's turn that around and say, "Now that I know this, who is in my life that might be in the same position where they're about to make the same mistake that I could be able to come alongside them and say, 'Hey, hold up for just a second. I was walking down the same path. I was doing the same thing. And I didn't know back then what I know now. And so because I've gone down this path, let me give you some insight. Let me help you out with what I learned as a result of this. And maybe you won't make the same mistake that I made." So is it possible that the mistake you made back then is going to be for somebody else's benefit? I mean, why pay the price twice? You already paid the price once. Let's not pay the price again in watching a friend or a loved one have to go through the same heartache or the same disappointment that we went through. But here's what I love as well, as we begin to talk to ourselves in a different way. Sometimes I think that as Christians, we say, "Boy, I missed out. I should have prayed. I should have asked God for wisdom before I got in that situation." Or we say, "Boy, I kind of squandered the opportunity that God gave me, and I don't know if he's going to give me another chance." Let me take you to the book of Psalms. There are three verses that David notes about our path and the way that God is directing us. So take a look at these verses. In Psalm chapter 25, verse 4, he's simply asking God to show me the right path. That's a good thing to pray right up front. And in verse number 10, we see that it's God's unfailing love and faithfulness that keeps on leading us where we need to go. But it's that verse in the middle that says that God even helps those who have missed the path, who have gone astray. See, friends, I think what we need to remember is God's grace gives us wisdom that we've never earned. And that's really the definition of grace, is a gift that we don't deserve to receive. But God gives us the wisdom up front. We need to humble ourselves to ask him for that wisdom. Like with my car, I never asked anybody. I just got the car running, got my driver's license, and off I went. And I never stopped to ask anybody, hey, how do you do this? What can I learn from this ahead of time? We need to humble ourselves to ask that. But if we miss the mark, if we go astray, we need to remember that what David says here in Psalm 25 is that it's God's mercy that then will bring us back to the right path. Sometimes I think we miss it and we think, well, that's it. Game over. I'm on the wrong path. I'm heading down the wrong way and I can never recover. Yes, you might have missed some things, but God's not going to leave you there. If you ask him, he can even bring you back to that path. And then we need to remember that it's God's ongoing faithfulness and his love for us that wants to keep us on that path as we go forward so that we don't have to repeat those mistakes. And we now have wisdom and we have empathy and understanding to be able to share with other people before they make the same mistakes that we made. So don't beat yourself up over your mistakes. Learn the lesson. See what lesson you can apply to yourself. See what lesson you can use to help other people. That way, you truly are making something beneficial out of the mistakes that you've made.
Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now. To order, go to craigtowens.com.